Welcome back to Vikings Connected. My name is Chris Hockey. This is Aaron Newberg. October, of course, is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. The NFL and the Minnesota Vikings take great pride in making sure we support the cause.
We sure do. And earlier this season, we actually had Galvanize here at Winter Park to help young women launch their careers in sports.
For so many years, I kept meeting all these wonderful young women who were getting hired. I'd meet them at these great big events and games. And every time I would start with the same question. How many times have you done this before? How many times have you covered football? How many times have you talked to a coach at halftime? Without exception, every time was zero. I wanted to do something to help these young women get ready for the opportunity. So I started just doing these boot camps and workshops, and we work on everything from preparation and work ethic and confidence. Confidence being the biggest thing.
I'm Kayla.
Kyle.
Nice to meet you.
Just let it flow.
Yeah.
Hi.
Jeez, I'm not coming in here. They all got cameras and mics. That great program that Laura's got going on, and I hope you guys get a great experience while you're here today. I hope you guys have some tough questions for me. They would never prep me on what you're going to ask me, so we'll just go ahead and wing it and have a good time.
I don't know how to explain how my heart feels to watch each one of them grow so much in 2 days. That's all it takes.
When I'm talking to him, it's like, you know, real. Okay. You know what
I mean?
It
made me so happy.
I mean, that's a compliment. Yeah, that's a compliment.
She has such a different confidence level because she was able to do that. So is everybody right now, if all of a sudden Coach Zimmer was like, practice is ending early, let's go. Would everyone be ready?
What is your first football-related memory?
They now look at these players as people, as human beings, and finding the confidence and finding her voice and watching literally her body change, her posture.
I gotta give you a high five for that one.
Now that I've been properly coached, I came in here and I knew exactly what angle I wanted to take, and it was just a calmness over me, like, I can do this.
They're understanding that this isn't just a cool opportunity that we showed up and the Vikings were like, hey, what a great group of women, let us in. This was years of building a relationship.
What questions do you enjoy being asked, and what do you wish reporters would steer away from?
Instead of me just like a teacher sitting on a chalkboard and saying build relationships, not contact, they really get to see what that means. And I cannot even tell you how wonderful this organization has been to us.
Everyone in this room, everyone here has the potential to really do exactly what you really want to do.
My favorite thing, I'm giving them something I never had in almost 25 years of this career, a network of women to climb the ladder with, to struggle with, and to be able to empower each other and not compete with each other.
I was a performer, I was a teacher, I was a coach, that was going to be my passion. I had no idea that my livelihood would come from the NFL. What a blessing it has been, because I had no idea how much I would fall in love with the NFL and specifically with the Vikings.
Nobody ever says thank you for making me better on camera. It's almost like that's just a byproduct. It's about thanking for putting me in these situations. Thank you for this opportunity. Thank you for introducing me to a great group of women, a great group of men who we've met with today at the Vikings organization. So being ready on camera is such a little part of it. It's just being ready to take on life.